And so with that little start, speaking of the ritual of transcending self, so to say, transcending ego, and finding yourself playing a more human role, which is the function, as I've said, of mythology and ritual to help us do, let me proceed to the first point that I propose to make. I take most of my good points having to do with mythology and literature from James Joyce. The student who has opened The Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man probably skipped the title page. But on the title page is a clue to the whole career of James Joyce. There's a little motto in the upper right corner, Et ignotas animum dimittit in artes. And there's a reference, Ovid 15, 188. And a good student, now you can judge yourself here, would have looked that up. And what you would have found would have been that this is a reference to a line where Daedalus, the fashioner of the labyrinth, had determined to fly from Crete to the mainland on wings of art. And what the sentence says is, he turns his mind to unknown arts. The art of flight of the spirit by means of art, and that's what I'm here to talk about today. Daedalus had built the labyrinth, and King Minos, the political master and dictator of the island of Crete, thought, well, this is a valuable man, and I'm not going to let him get away, and I'm going to have him do other things for me. And Daedalus wanted to live his own life, to follow his own spirit, and also to move away from this little local province of Crete to the mainland. Now, we know that Joyce moved away from the little local province of Ireland to the mainland. And at the end of the portrait, he complains that this is a place where they put nets out to capture people. I'm going to fly past those nets, and I'm going to use certain devices, and the main device is going to be my art. That's one level of the meaning of this. He flew, as Daedalus had flown from Crete to the mainland, he too flew from a little local island with his provincial patterns to the mainland of Europe. And beyond Europe then, to the mainland of humanity. Next, he flew from the provincial religion of Roman Catholicism to mythology. As Joyce's works develop, you can see that the motifs which he had learned to know through his local religious training, and he was well trained in his religion in Jesuit schools and colleges, he knew the symbols, he lived with them. He found, however, as everyone will, that the symbols of his religion tend to bind him to specific attitudes toward religion, toward symbols, and very often the symbols are not interpreted properly as symbols, but are read as facts. Joyce flew from Ireland to the mainland. Joyce flew from the provincial inflection of the general humanities, of the general mythology of humanity, to the general, from the provincial to the whole.